It's time again for Medical Monday on eRadio. Another week, another Medical Monday, and introducing, as always, ophthalmologist Dr. Dylan Joseph. How's it going, Doctor?
Yeah, very well, thank you. I hope you had a good weekend, and good to be back at work this Monday.
Yes, no, same here. Today we're talking about advanced eye assessments. So, the first question, what do I expect when I'm coming for one of those advanced eye assessments?
Well, I think, you know, gone are the days where you go to the ophthalmologist if you've got an ache or a pain or you've got an issue. Basically now, if you're wanting to understand your eye's health, your eye's anatomy, you know, from beginning to end, then it's a good idea to see an ophthalmologist for that. And generally any time from 40 upwards, but if you're in contact lenses or glasses, then, you know, as soon as a child or a teenager, because there's now methods that we can use to slow the progression of, for example, short-sightedness down. So there's many reasons to have a comprehensive eye exam. And, you know, I think the stigma of just saying, or the idea that people have of saying, I'm going to an ophthalmologist just for a checkup or a follow-up, you know, to try and change the narrative and saying, well, I'm going for a complete eye assessment. I'm going to understand everything about my eye from the front to the back, including possible brain when I'm being examined, you know, because the eye, after all, is the window to the soul. So we can see a lot of pathology or problems through the eye, and it gives people a lot of peace of mind knowing that you're not just coming to have a look at a sore eye or an irritated eye or a burning eye or a blotch that you're seeing in your vision. You're having a complete assessment and saying, well, okay, you've got a blotch in your vision, but you've also got this problem or this problem. And that's what we call an advanced eye assessment. It really is using advanced diagnostics to give you an idea, comprehensive idea of the health of your eye.
Now, Doctor, tell us about your team.
Yeah, so we're centered around, you know, laser vision correction and cataract surgery, and my team is really driven and passionate about vision correction and improving quality of life at the end of the day. That's why we're here. I mean, the reason why we get up to work is to make a difference in someone else's life. And that reflects from our front of our staff, Mariska. She's an amazing patient liaison officer. She will go to the ends of the world to try and help you and accommodate you and make you feel welcome. And that's where the journey starts, and it's really important. You know, through to our technologists or medical technicians, Megan North and my wife Carmen, who are both trained on the diagnostics. And that's just an important. You've really got to understand what you're doing on those equipment items and actually take the patient on that journey so that they feel that they are understanding what's being evaluated. And then we've got my brother Adrian, who actually is a mathematician, an applied mathematician. He's got a degree from Georgia University in the United States. And he does all our data analysis and stats analysis and helps refine our nomograms and tighten our surgical outcomes. And we've got Melanie then, who does our digital marketing and packaging of our patient interviews and video interviews afterwards. So it's a comprehensive team, and it's a wonderful team to work with. It's a dynamic bunch of individuals from various walks of life from all over the world, in fact. And it's really fantastic to have a special combination of people that are as driven about changing quality of vision and changing quality of life as I am. And that's truly vital to a successful business and patient experience. Because at the end of the day, as I said earlier, that's what it's about. It's about the patient walking in and understanding that, you know, from step one to step 10, they know what journey they're on and who they're meeting along the way, and that they build up a relationship with those people and that they enjoy the experience.
And what a team you've got, Doctor. I mean, I know 90% of your team, and they're freaking amazing people, passionate, and they know what they're doing, and that's what you want. What more do you want in a business?
No, thank you, Jan. It's you're dead right, and I think, you know, a business is only as good as the sum of the individual parts. And yeah. If one of them is not working, then it has serious detrimental consequences. But I'm very lucky to be blessed with a fantastic team around me, and that's at the end of the day what keeps the machine working.
That's it, absolutely. Now, what if I want to come for an advanced eye assessment? So what is the process when making a booking?
Yeah, so a lot of the of my clients are word of mouth, so they will phone the practice directly and be able to speak to Mariska, and Mariska's got a wealth of information, both verbal and written information, that she can send through to you about the advanced eye assessment, about the process, the expectations on the day, how long you're going to be there, what it entails, what medical aids will pay, what you're going to be liable for. But we're also, as I mentioned, Melanie is really involved in our digital marketing and social media, and a fair amount of people come through different channels like Facebook, like Instagram, and our website. And the important thing is obviously to be on top of it so that you can take those telephone calls and answer those emails quick enough to make sure you help those customers get into the system. If they're interested in, for example, cataract surgery or laser vision correction surgery. So, yeah, the process is pretty simple in terms of once you found out who we are, where we are, what we offer, it's picking up the phone, it's writing an email, and we're very honest with the contacting, you know, our patients back and giving as much information as you may need. And sometimes that's necessary for what they need now, and they'll leave it for a month or two or 6 months or a year, and that's great. But as long as we're giving people information that they need to assimilate and to use now, fantastic. And if you are wanting to come in, then it's as simple as giving Mariska a call and scheduling an advanced eye assessment with us.
And then the experience when you arrive, how does that look?
Yeah, so we're very patient-centric, and I think it's really important, especially in any medical practice, but specifically in a refractive practice. Refractive practice is generally an experience that we don't want you to forget. You know, when you're dealing with eyes, it's, in my opinion, as I've said countless times on our show, you know, it's your most precious organ and your most precious sense is your vision. So we go to the ends of the world to look after that and to make sure that that experience is something that you can entrust us with. And, hopefully we can get you to the point where you're delighted with your vision. And, from beginning to end, that's what it's about. It's about walking into the office, about understanding the process that you're going through, right from the paperwork to make it as simple and as streamlined as possible. It's all electronic. Through to the experience with my diagnostic technicians, to enjoying a nice cup of coffee and tea while you're waiting and watching educational videos, three-dimensional animated videos that I've recorded with Melanie. So it's all educational. And then back through to me again for the final part of the consultation, where I sit and record that last part of the consultation, and Melanie actually packages that for you. We email it off to you, so you've got it on record. You can listen to it as many times as you like, because often the amount of information that you get in that last 15 minutes is quite overwhelming.
Yeah,
your options are quite overwhelming. So to have that plus video formatted, detailed videography on your options, on the problem that you've got, and on the potential solutions, we do that all. We package it so that once you go home and you've digested it, you're in a place where you can say, right, this is what I want for my vision, this is what I want for my life. And if you're in any doubt still, then you email us back, you give us a phone call, you come and sit with us again for another 10, 15 minutes, and we'll have a chat, and we'll get you through to that point where you're confident enough to make a decision about what you want from your vision. So it's about the experience at the end of the day.
Yeah, you know, Dr. Joseph, sometimes you can get so overwhelmed, and, you know, especially if it's information that you're taking in and you have no idea sometimes what the other person's talking about, and then it's all just so, like, crazy and mushy in your brain and overwhelming, yeah. and you can't even recall most of it, and you're like, what did he say and when did he say that? And so that's when your recording is so handy, because you can replay it as much as you like, and it kind of gives you peace of mind and reassurance.
No, absolutely. And often, I mean, we have a fault as doctors to just default to medical terminology and medical jargon. So we try and make an active effort to really, explain it in layman's terms and to try and make it as simplistic as possible. And even now and again, we slip up and we use one of these crazy terms that no one understands. But that's the point. You can listen to it again at home and then write an email and say, I didn't quite understand what you said here, or what does this mean? And that's what we had to do. And if I can't answer it, you know, if I'm busy, Megan will be able to do it, or Carmen will be able to do it, or even Mariska in front of us. They're so well-trained. Everyone is passionate, as I said, about understanding eyes and the terminology, and they've got a really good grasp on the subject hopefully you leave that consultation feeling that you've gotten a lot out of it. And even if you make a decision not to do anything, then at least you know about your eyes' health.
I remember the amazement I felt the first time I saw the equipment that you're working with. I think my mouth was hanging open. Tell us about your world-class diagnostics that patients will be examined on.
Yeah. So, in the 2 years that I spent abroad in Ireland really opened my mind when I did my fellowship there. And it just opened my world to new diagnostics, to new machines, and to understanding the eye like I never understood it before. And when I came back, I thought, well, I'm not going to provide a service that's less than, you know, what I was providing overseas. And that's when I invested in the diagnostics that we currently have. And it gives me so much detail about the eye. It takes any guesswork out of it and ifs or buts. And it really makes it black and white and helps us understand that these are going to be the best options for you. And these are the things we need to treat before we consider surgery, etc. Unfortunately, it can be a bit of a financial black hole. You know, I'm bonded to Investec for the rest of my life. But the point is, we do that in our patient's best interest to make sure that the data that we're getting and capturing is going to be best for your eye, for your individual needs, for your visual needs, and that's going to make a difference to your visual lifestyle. And that's why we've done that. And as I said, it's experience. My staff are well-trained. They've done diagnostic and ophthalmic courses on interpretation of the machines, on the data. So they're passionate about it and they understand it. And that makes it the journey easier for the patient as well. It's very difficult to look at just squiggly images on a screen and try and make sense of it. But we try and break it down to a point where where our patients understand what's going on with their eye. But there's an incredible amount of data capturing and data analysis, hence the need for a full-time data analyst and mathematician in the practice too.
Yeah, exactly. And also load shedding, is it a problem for you with your amazing technology?
Yeah, a very good question, Jan. So all of our machines are coupled to UPS. The UPS doesn't give us a lot. It gives us half an hour. So we don't lose the diagnostics. We don't lose our computers. The hospital is then coupled to a generator, which then kicks back in. So there's no lag in electricity. So we're not going to get any surge in power. Mm. Interestingly, with the lasers, that's the most vital component, because you don't want a sudden a cut in electricity while you're doing a laser procedure.
Or a surge, imagine. So
Absolutely. I mean, those two lasers are attached to an individual UPS, which is about the size of a mini, a car. Each one is that size, and so there is literally no lag. When you can be in theatre operating and doing a laser, and you can have a phase 6 load shedding, and you won't even feel it. It continues as if nothing happened. So, and what we've also done is put in inverters into the office as well, because some of the lights, etc., and some of the other computers that are not connected to a UPS, you don't want surges on and off the whole time. So the inverters just ensure that there's constant power supply to the unit, so that we don't get damage to it. So yeah, it's a big task. But the point is, it's all about the patient flow too. I mean, if you're disrupted by load shedding, and you don't have that backup, or you have to wait for 10 minutes for the electricity to come back on, or your UPS to kick in, or your generator to kick in, then it's going to disrupt the whole clinic flow. So we try and make it feel as if nothing's happened for our patients. It's important.
Well, that's good, doctor. I mean, that's the last thing you want to worry about when you're coming for laser surgery or something, and you're worried about load shedding or power surges. Yeah. I mean, it's the world we're living in at the moment, but it's so nice and reassuring to hear that you are 100% operational during load shedding. That's very nice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's as if nothing happens.
Yeah, exactly. So in the end, it's all about the experience and understanding your eyes and your surgical options.
Absolutely. That's what the advanced eye assessment is about. And some patients come in with the idea that they're not there for surgery yet, but they just want to understand, do they have early cataracts? Do they have glaucoma? Do they have macular degeneration? Are there any issues with their eyes? And we can take them through their entire assessment, and I show you pictures of the back of your eye, not a generic eye, the back of your eye, the optic nerve, the macula. I show you your jelly in the eye. I show you your human lens. I'll show you your cornea, what the cornea dynamics look like. I'll show you your tear form. So we have a really comprehensive analysis of that, and you walk out with peace of mind, if nothing else, even if you're not there for surgery. But whether you're there for surgery or just wanting to understand your eye, that's what we do. We provide an advanced eye assessment, and we're patient-centric. It's about the experience from start to finish, and we pride ourselves in that. And at the end of the day, we're here to correct vision and to improve lives, that's our motto.
That's your motto, yes. Fantastic. Dr. Joseph, as always, thank you so much for your time and your insight. How do we get a hold of you?
Yeah, big pleasure, Jan. We're based permanently at the Advanced Health Center in Knysna, 4 Barracuda Street. And our local landline number is 044-150-0085. Our website is www.drdylanjoseph.com. So it's drdylanjoseph.com. And we've got both Facebook and Instagram accounts as well, and a YouTube channel, so you can catch all our live video feeds that we talk about various eye conditions. They're all loaded up onto YouTube, from dry eye right through to cataract surgery through to LASIK. So go and take a look at those and let us know what you think.
Fantastic. Dr. Joseph, thank you. Until next week.
Pleasure, Jan. Have a great one.
You too.
Thank you.